Blog Talk Radio.
I am the Patriarch, Andrew Patrick, along with
Sister Linda,
and this is our Celtic Cross Evangelical Templar Church Protestant Non-Denominational Ministry Prayer Vigil. Let us begin with our intentions. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on this Good Friday, especially for our brothers and sisters of the Celtic Cross Old Catholic Templar Church and the Celtic Cross Evangelical Templar Church. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a name change in our ministry for our churches. There is a spiritual and political reason why we have had to do this, but we are very blessed and very honored and very humbled to be able to do this. And we are very glad that we are able to do this. So we ask you to pray for this and these churches and for our clergy around the world and here in the United States, past, present, and future. We ask you to lift up our Templars around the world and here in the United States, that they will continue to grow and to do the Lord's work, communities, and regions. We ask you to pray for all of those that are suffering and struggling from illness and heartache, those that are in grief, those that are being persecuted, those that are with addiction, those that are seeking and not finding, let them seek and find Christ in their life, that He is the way and the truth and the light, that no one comes to the Father through Him. Let us pray for our government, all of our governments, the world leaders, that they will be truly righteous in the eyes of the true God, not these false gods of greed, else they are leaning towards, that are causing so much strife and destruction. It is an atrocity and an abomination to God, the loving God, to see His children being decimated in His name, His holy and devout name. As loving Christians, need to stand up for our rights against those that wish to oppress what Christ has ordered us to do, and that is to go out into the world and preach His word and His way. We must live His way in this world. Let us pray for the strength and the courage to do so. Friday, as we prepare for Easter, let us claim this in our hearts as we go into our prayers. We start off with our prayer of repentance, also known as the act of contrition, for our ministry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, have mercy upon me, a poor sinner. I beseech thee and come to you of my own free will, with a sorrowful heart. I humbly ask you for your forgiveness and mercy, for I am sorry and beg your pardon for all my sins, which I committed of my own will against your will in my life. I detest what I have done above all things, because they deserve your chastisement as any good and loving parent would give to their child. I accept your just punishment as my cross to bear, for my sin was against Him, that which my Lord Christ suffered and died to protect me from, and for which I have caused more undue suffering unto Him because of my self-centered will. It was not my intent to cause my Lord Jesus more suffering, nor those around me, that my sin hurt even myself. The guilt I bear is your condemnation, and a reminder, I pray, that will keep me on your path and away from the evil one that caused me to stumble and fall from your grace and will for my life. It was wrong of me, and I am truly remorseful, and I accept my fate and place it into your hands. Because what I have done has crucified my loving Savior Jesus Christ once again, and, most of all, because my sinful nature has offended your infinite goodness. I am fully resolved, by your help and your grace, never offend you again. I shall strive carefully to avoid the occasions of sin and the entrapments and snares set in this world by mankind and the tempter of mankind. I shall try my best to seek you above all things, to learn of your ways and your will for my life, and whenever possible, doing my best to endure until the end, to be unblemished, as is written in your holy scriptures. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, and the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life of the world to come. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light, and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer, and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope and leaven our joy, keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. Without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." Of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Claim, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. I saw the Spirit ascending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Today our daily bread forgives our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us, to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. With the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen." The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Then they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour the sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself said, or stood in the midst of them, and said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to thank you so very much for joining Sister Linda and myself this Good Friday for my prayer closet. This is such a beautiful prayer of the life passion of Christ, especially on this specific holy day, as we prepare our hearts for what it means, and as we reflect on this Lenten season of our own sinful nature, repenting and asking for forgiveness, knowing what Christ went through for our salvation, we need to be truly and humbly thankful, blessing God and asking Christ to continually watch over us and guiding us. But in turn, we need to do our parts. And I encourage you to do that. Open your Bibles. Pray, read your Bibles, learn. You are anticipating, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, anticipating to spend eternity with God. Do you not think it would be fair to God to know what he expects of you, to know what he wants of you here on earth and in heaven? If you do not start living the life here on earth, how do you expect to be able to walk into those pearly gates justified? It is not too late. It is time. It is time to change your ways. It is never too late. But there will be a time, will be too late. So make the right choice. This is the patriarch of the Celtic Cross Evangelical Templar Church, Protestant non-denominational ministry for the Celtic Cross ministry.
And Sister Linda, have a nice Easter.
Wishing you a very, very wonderful and blessed Easter. And I want to take my last few seconds here to wish Sister Linda a very happy birthday, for today is her. God bless, and good night.